From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Democrat Hillary Clinton conceded the U.S. presidential election Wednesday to Republican Donald Trump. Clinton urged her supporters to never stop believing that fighting for what's right is worth it.
Our responsibility as citizens is to keep doing our part to build that better, stronger, fairer America we seek. And I know you will.
U.S. President Barack Obama invited Trump to the White House on Thursday to discuss the transition of power on January 20th.
Now, everybody is sad when their side loses an election. But the day after, we have to remember that we're actually all on one team.
Trump vowed to never forget the working-class Americans who launched him to one of the biggest upset wins in American political history. Despite winning, Donald Trump appears to be on track to lose the popular vote, becoming the second straight Republican president to do so. Just 2 days before Election Day, Trump tweeted, "The Electoral College is a disaster for democracy, and yet, without the Electoral College, he would not be headed to the White House." As vote counting continued across the country, Clinton held a narrow lead in the popular vote, according to unofficial results tallied by the Associated Press. With nearly 125 million votes counted, Clinton had 47.7%, Trump with 47.5%. A few weeks ago, U.S. Democrats were confident they could control the Senate. It even appeared they might take the House of Representatives. But as election results came in late Tuesday, it became clear that Republicans would keep control of both houses of Congress. For more on our election, take a look at the website voanews.com. This is VOA News. Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. presidential race has sent a chill through the U.N. climate talks taking place this week in Morocco. Henry Ridgewell takes a look.
The Paris Climate Agreement seeks to limit global warming to 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, largely through reducing emissions of greenhouse gases. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump once described climate change on Twitter as a hoax concocted by China to undermine the competitiveness of U.S. industry. Delegates gathering at UN climate talks in Morocco fear their progress could be undone. Observers say the full impact of the Trump victory will not be known for several months, leaving an uncertain future for the landmark Paris Agreement. Henry Ridgewell, London.
People across the globe woke up to the unexpected news that American voters had elected Donald Trump. Many world leaders made it no secret of their preference for Democratic Party candidate Hillary Clinton. European Council President Donald Tusk says the election of Trump has brought uncertainty and poses new challenges for transatlantic ties. European Union foreign ministers will hold a special meeting on Sunday to assess the election. Iran's president says the recent nuclear agreement between Iran and world powers cannot be overturned by a single government. Trump has opposed the accord. Mexico's president plans to meet with Trump. The Mexican government says it is ready to lobby the U.S. Congress to block Trump's plan to impound remittances to pay for the new border wall. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has welcomed Trump's election, calling him a fellow curser. Two Marine fighter jets on a training mission collided over the Pacific Ocean near San Diego Wednesday, with one pilot being able to land nearby, the other ejecting safely. The pilots, each in a single seat F.A. Hornet, were taken to nearby medical facilities and were in stable condition. The United Nations agency monitoring the nuclear pact between Iran and 6 world powers said Wednesday Iran has been storing heavier water than the agreement allows. The heavier water could be used in the process of making fissile material for warheads. It was the second such breach since the implementation of the agreement that limits Iran's nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of sanctions. The confidential International Atomic Energy Agency report was released by the press Wednesday. Haiti has launched a vaccination campaign to stem the outbreak of cholera, a disease that spread after Hurricane Matthew. The campaign was launched Tuesday in 2 southern areas, especially hard hit by the October storm. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.